Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Fire. Yeah, the tire.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Coach on Fire Intimacy Whisperer, Blog Talk Radio. We had a little bit of a glitch this morning. I'm not interviewing anyone. I'm speaking to myself today, or all of you who are listening in or going to listen into the replay. As it's always a live radio, you never quite know what's going to happen. And it was a little unclear because the music didn't start. So we've rescheduled. It's not going to go for a full hour, but I'm sure I'll get lots of information out to you. So welcome. So I'm speaking to you from the Sunshine Coast in Australia. And we are just starting to enter into our slightly cooler month. So it's a little bit hard getting up at the wee hours for myself anyway to get things happening and get to the gym. And I'm just checking in that everything's going well and that the producers can hear me because we're still having some glitches, I think. And the music started, so we should be good to go. I'm just getting the all clear. So while I'm waiting for the all clear and before I actually start, if you're in the States and you want to listen in, you need to call in on area code 646-716-7979. And I will see you pop up on my screen on the online studio and I'll be able to come to you and see what it is you'd like to talk about. If you're in Australia and you would like to follow me, you need to jump on Intimacy Whisperer page on Facebook and go from there and hopefully I can see your questions. At the moment, I think we're all good to go. So sexual energy, you know, what is it? How do we get more out of it? And how do we manipulate it? It's an interesting topic because most people understand about sex and most people, you know, are good at sex or average at sex, or as I like to say, there's always more that you can learn about how to have sex and experience sex. And most of us function on what's known as friction-based sex, which is where we're touching and receiving pleasure. But we can advance that pleasure or manipulate that pleasure through working with what's known as the sexual energy. So I'm going to take you through a very brief process. So if you're listening and you're not driving a car, I'd like you to just close your eyes for just a minute, just inviting you to close your eyes for a minute. And take a couple of deep breaths and breathe into that heart space area. And then I'd like you to bring your awareness down to your feet. Don't have to do anything, just checking into your feet. And then bring your awareness up your feet and up your legs, so connecting into your shins and your calves and your knees, the tops of your legs, the backs of your legs. Just having an awareness of all your legs, nothing else, just your legs. And then moving up and feeling your butt sitting on the chair, if you're sitting down on the chair. If you're standing, then just check into your butt. And bring your awareness around to your genitals. Just breathe into the genitals for a moment. Really connect in. And then take your awareness up to the pubic bone area and your tummy, your upper belly, your chest, your breasts, all the way up to your neck. Nothing to do. Just having an awareness of that part of the body. And then bringing your awareness back down to your butt cheeks and your tailbone and your lower back, mid-back and your upper back, and again, all the way up to the shoulders. Feel if your shoulders are tight or tense. You don't have to relax them. The purpose is just to connect and feel that part of your body. Take your awareness down your arms, down your upper arms, your forearms, your lower arms, your wrists and your hands, and all the way to the end of the fingers. And then bring your awareness back up the fingers and up the hands, the wrists, arms, all the way back up to the shoulders. Then bring your awareness around to your throat and your neck and your jaw. Is your jaw tense or is it relaxed? Again, you don't have to fix it. It's just bringing your attention to that area of the body. And then bringing your awareness to your chin and your whole face, connecting into your mouth and your nose, your ears, your eyes, your forehead. Have an awareness of your breath. Bring your awareness back up to the top of the head, to the crown. And then just take your awareness back down to your feet for a moment and just scan your whole body very slowly all the way up to the top of the head. And then take another deep breath into the heart space and slowly opening your eyes. So I'm curious as to how you're feeling right now. What this process does, it gets you connected into your bodies, because for me, one of the key teachings around sex and sexual energy is getting you connected in your body, because most of the time we're not. We check out of our bodies, especially when we're having sex. And the reason we check out is quite varied, and sometimes it can be from habit. You know, you shut your eyes off, you go off into the cosmos somewhere having an orgasm, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's about doing that and staying connected. And when you do that and you close your eyes, you disassociate from your body and you disassociate from your partner. And it can be very, very subtle. And so it's important to bring yourself back into focus and get back in your body. And sometimes doing that helps to open your eyes, which is an interesting habit to try and reverse. But we check out of our bodies for lots of different reasons. And it could be because of any past sexual trauma or sexual abuse. Then we're usually very, very disconnected, and we're usually very disconnected in all aspects of our lives. We can disconnect because of any past shame or guilt. We can't handle so much pleasure, so we disconnect from our genitals and our heart, and the list goes on. I want you to also now just pop your hand on your heart space and hold your genitals. Obviously, if you're in a public place and listening, you can't do that, but you can put the your hand near that area. And I'm just getting a message from the producer saying that they can't hear me. So I'm hoping that this is not me speaking to everybody or to myself for virtually no reason, and that this is actually a recording. But we're having trouble getting into the studio. So hopefully it's happening. So if you've got your hands connected to your heart and genitals, I want you to just breathe into your heart space. And then send your breath all the way down to your genitals and exhale. And then repeat that. Breathe in through your heart. Send your breath down to your genitals and breathe out. And just do that a couple of times. And see how that feels, opening your eyes again. And so what that does is it connects us a little bit more to our genitals. So that's a great exercise to practice on a daily basis. And it just gets you connected. So I'm talking about sexual energy today. So really, you know, what is it? What is that? What the hell does that mean? It's about learning new ways to open your body so that you can experience more in your pleasure and experience more in your orgasmic experience. So I'm going to assume if you're listening that you'd like to learn that and experience that. And so the two key factors to that is working with breath and movement. So most people, as I said before at the intro, is that most people focus on genital friction-based sex. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's great. You know, we all love having our genitals played with and touched. It feels amazing. Some people like it more than others. Some people do it better than others. Some people respond better than others. However, there's other ways to get that sexual energy moving. When you're having sex, it creates an energy, and this energy is our life force. And so if we're not being sexually active, we're actually sabotaging ourselves and not manipulating and working with our sexual energy for our benefit. And so it's really important to learn how to, well, I think it's important to cultivate that sexual energy so that you have an even better and more amazing experience in your sexual experience. So it's working with that, and we do that through breath. You know, now, sometimes, you know, when we're doing the friction-based sex, you know, if we're playing with a guy, we might touch the penis and just go up and down a bit a few times. And if you're a guy or a woman playing with a clitoris, you know, you might just sort of have a bit of a play on the clitoris and a bit of a poke in the vagina and hope you get the G-spot. It's all a bit hit and miss. And, you know, there really is some lessons that you can do in how to have better friction-based sex. And in fact, I'll do a plug right now to my website, which is paulanneryland.com. If you go into the shop there, I have a download that you can purchase for, you know, not very much. I think it's about $27. And it's a download on sexy massage for men and women. And, you know, in this little download, there's like over 40 moves that you can do to awaken each other's genitals or your own genitals in your own sexual pleasure that can give you the most amazing experience. And, you know, just a quick lesson on the clitoris. There's three parts to the clitoris: clitoral head, the shaft, and the clitoral legs, which run under the labia. And most oftentimes the labia is not played with. So that's an untapped area, so to speak. So for those of you that don't mind just tuning in, I'm just going to share a little bit about my story first up. And I guess I started this work about 13, 14 years ago when my relationship with my husband finished. And for a few years prior to that, I was pretty unhappy and unaware I had actually switched off my libido, shut it down. And on the odd occasion when we had sex, I'd be like, wow, that's amazing. Why aren't we having it more often? And I realized that there was no connection with us. And the day after we split up, I started feeling all these amazing sensations. And I was a little bit, what the hell is that? What's going on? And then I suddenly had the realization that I was really horny. And it was like, oh, my God, I have no husband now. We've split up. And now I'm feeling like aroused. What the hell's going on here? And I didn't really know and I didn't really understand, but that was really what set my transitionary stage into full gear. And I just knew that I wasn't going to switch it off anymore. And I went off on my exploration journey and found all sorts of amazing spiritual sexual workshops and experiences. And that's what I started to draw on. And when I completed my NLP training, which is neuro-linguistic programming, I was working out what my niche was, and my girlfriend was hammering me. We were having a session, and every time I mouthed, she kept bagging me out. And eventually out of my mouth came the word sexuality, and she said, yep, that's it. That's what you need to specialize in. And I was a little bit like, really? Okay, well, that's really interesting. And so from that, I went off and studied, you know, Tantra and became a certified teacher and facilitator. And I also became a certified sexological body worker because for me, it came about that Tantra was great for teaching certain aspects, but there was still that thing going on when the bodies weren't functioning or doing what we required, in particular with lack of libido. And so I wanted to look at how and what that link was with the mind and the body. And that's where the sexological bodywork came in. So I just combine all three aspects of my coaching to the practice and work with mind, body and spirit. So I'm pretty passionate about awakening people to experiencing more in their sexual experience and as well as sustainability of relationships. So, as I said before, well, I didn't say this before, but sex is an energy you allow and not an action that you perform. And so sexual energy is your life force, and it's an incredible healing energy when you can activate it. Your life expands in so many ways. The more energy you have, the better your health is, the better your relationships, the more balanced you are in your overall happiness with life. So I'd like everyone that's listening to just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and breathe in and breathe out. And have another great big breath in and breathe out. And as you breathe out, shake your body, move your body. As you exhale, make some sound in your throat. Open your throat up. Let the vibrations come into your body. Relax your jaw. Nice deep breaths, really connecting into your belly. And I'm just going to invite you for a second to close your eyes again and focus all your attention on your little finger on your dominant hand. And as you breathe in and out, I want you to breathe in and out and focus on that finger, nothing else, just on that little finger. And breathe in and out and feel all your intention and energy going into this finger. And if there's any colors that are associated with it, what color would it be? And I want you to imagine that color surrounding your little finger and emanating from the very core of it, filling you up. All around you is this color. And then I want you to think if there's a sound that could be associated with this finger. And I want you to imagine that sound coming out from the very core of your finger. So you're completely surrounded with the sound and the color, and it's all emanating from this finger. And then take another couple of deep breaths and feel the energy between you and your breath and your finger, and feel it pulsing. And let's take another big deep breath, breathing in and breathing out. And then another deep breath in and out. And just allow your breath to settle back into its flow. And notice how your finger's feeling. Open your eyes right now. How does that finger feel? Is it vibrating? Is it tingling? Do you feel the energy coming from that finger? Does it feel bigger? Does it feel better? How does it feel when you compare it to the finger on the other hand? What sensations are going on in your body? Just notice what's different. So from that exercise, we can gather that energy follows thought. So when you set an intention, the energy will follow. You can't breathe in and out of your finger. No, and you can't breathe in and out of your heart and your genitals. But when you set the intention, the energy follows. So imagine if you did that for other parts of your anatomy, especially when we're talking about sex. I think you can work it out, what I'm talking about. So one of the biggest keys to moving your sexual energy is breath, and then movement. And then when you combine the two together, it sort of does something to the cells in between. It fills in all the little gaps. It's like everything expands and moves differently. So for a moment, I want you to imagine, or not imagine, I want you to reflect on how you orgasm. Most people, when they orgasm, hold their breath, tense their jaw, tense their whole body, often not even aware that that's what you're doing. Men point their toes, don't know what quite that's about. But we tend to clamp everything down. So imagine if your breath is like that and you're breathing like that, what's happening with the energy? So now I want you to imagine a coffee cup, and it's the coffee cup's actually empty. So when you're holding your body in that way and holding your breath and tensing your body, what happens is that sexual energy's got nowhere to move. It wants to move through the body, but it keeps getting like roadblocks because everything's tight and tense. So imagine if you opened your body and relaxed your body into orgasm and breathed into the orgasm, then that energy has got somewhere to move throughout the body. And so it can take you further. So that is the key, is to learning to relax the body and learning how to breathe quickly and slowly to manipulate that breath. Yeah? If you've got any questions, you can jump onto my, excuse me, my Intimacy Whisperer business page. So we want to work and manipulate that breath. And unfortunately, you know, when you're younger, especially for guys, when you start masturbating, you learn to do it quickly and quietly so you weren't busted in the middle of it. And this actually gets imprinted on the subconscious memory. So it becomes automatic for you to do it that way. So it actually takes really deep dedication, commitment and training and awareness to learn to reverse how you orgasm and to learn to relax your body and to arch your body to allow that breath and that energy to actually free flow and move through your body, because when it does that, it creates a very different experience and can open you to experiencing more. So very briefly, what we need to do is manipulate the autonomic nervous system. So the autonomic nervous system has two parts to it. It has the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. And the sympathetic nervous system regulates the body to prepare it to basically to flee to safety when in danger. You're not in danger when you're having an orgasm, but it's that heightened experience which translates to the sympathetic part of the nervous system. The opposite part, or the second part of the autonomic nervous system, is the parasympathetic nervous system, which down-regulates the body to return it to the ability to rest and repair. So basically, the sympathetic nervous system ramps you up and the parasympathetic part of the system slows you down. When your system ramps up, it gets your whole system moving. You become more alert. Your pupils dilate. You breathe more quickly. Your heart beats faster. The blood starts moving through and around the muscles. Your blood sugar rises and your internal anal and urethral sphincters constrict. When men have problems with erectile function, it's because the blood is not getting directed to their genitals, and this is a common problem. And I have a series of techniques that work with that. But for the moment, we're just focusing on sexual energy. And when the parasympathetic nervous system slows you down, it slows your breath down, your heartbeat slows down, your pupils constrict, the blood moves to the core, and the internal anal and urethral sphincter relax, as does the whole skeleton. So what we want to do is create a balance in your autonomic nervous system, because when we're going into sexual experience and sexual orgasm, we're really only activating the sympathetic part of the nervous system. We're not activating the parasympathetic. Now, a lot of people go, well, why am I wanting to relax and slow my breathing down when I'm going for orgasm? I'm going for gold. I'm going for bigger and better than last time. It's about manipulating and bringing that part of the system into balance. And when you bring that into balance and we upregulate and downregulate with our breath, it's allowing all the little molecules and all the little cells in between to fire off even more, to take your experience even further. So when you add fast breath in and some pelvic floor squeezing, it activates the breath. It activates and pumps that sexual energy through the body. When you do the opposite and do some slow breathing, like just breathing in through your nose and exhaling out through the throat, it slows the breath down, and then you just come to a pause in your system, and you might think, okay, that's it, I'm done, and then bang, your system just goes off on another little adventure and you start to orgasm again. So sometimes you think you might be done, and then boom, your system fires off and you're off and running again without even having the awareness of trying to get yourself to orgasm. Because what happens when we're having sex is we're chasing more and more, and we do that in all aspects of of our lives, but in sex it's no different. And we're learning from porn most of the time. And it's always about bigger, better, faster, a bigger, better orgasm, a bigger, better experience, new thrills each and every time. And so when we're continually chasing that excitement, we're in our heads, not in our bodies. And we're continually firing off neurology in the chase, and we're missing out on all that sweet bits in between, which is the joy and the bliss. And so when we play with the breath, it starts to allow us to tap into that joy and bliss a lot more and meets the pleasure, which is really in the middle. So we really want to start playing with breath and playing and moving our bodies, not being like statues, not being stiff and taut, relaxing. They're all keys to helping you to get more out of your orgasmic experience. So pleasure is really the interplay of the up and down, learning to enjoy all the moments in between. And, you know, we're humans and we're stupid, really, and we actually put lids on our pleasure because, my God, we couldn't possibly experience any more, could we? And unfortunately, when we do that, we're not tapping into our true potency. So when you use that breath to upregulate, you're flooding your system and you're moving that sexual energy. And when you downregulate the breath, you're hanging on to this joy and bliss and soaking up all that pleasure in between. So when you can learn to master your breath and movement with sex, you can experience waves of orgasmic bliss because you're going for the highs and lows of your sexual experience and hitting peak pleasure moments along the way. And sometimes when you're in that down cycle or the resting cycle, you might think you're done. And then boom, all of a sudden out of nowhere, another peak hits you and takes you off on that journey into the cosmos. And it's sort of like the neurology is quieting for just that moment. You'll know when you're completely done, but I guarantee when you're in that space and you rest for a moment and listen to your body, that you will keep going and experiencing more orgasmic pleasure. And this is where men really benefit, because men, you know, ejaculate and orgasm at the same time, and they're actually two separate physiological factors that have over time become clapped together. And, you know, a lot of men go two things. They either go, but I love ejaculating and orgasming. Why would I want to change it up? What's the advantage? And it's like, well, the advantage is you then have choice. Yeah, you can choose whether you want to just have your normal sex style function and have your ejaculatory orgasmic experience at the same time, which is flipping amazing and it might last for a whole 10, 20, 30 seconds or a minute. Or you can choose to hold off an ejaculation and ride the orgasmic wave and have multiple body orgasms that could last maybe 5 or 10 minutes or more. So it just opens men up in particular to experiencing choice. And it's a great gift that you can gift yourself to be able to learn how to do that. It's a gift for you and it's a gift for the person that you're with, whether it's another man or a woman. And so I really encourage everyone to start just playing with your breath. There's no set pattern. There's no set way to do it. It's just some, I'll give you a few examples now. It's and it's also about just captivating where you're at and playing with slow breathing. And I'm really not sure how long my show is going to go for. Saying I've still got a bit of time left. Sorry, because we started late. I wasn't sure if I was getting a full hour or not. So the breathing, I'm just going to go through that again. You've got to be careful on a couple of factors when you do the fast breathing, that you don't hyperventilate. You can get quite dizzy. If you get dizzy or heady, bring yourself back to normal breath. If you start to get locked hands, fingers, it means something called tetanae startening, which is basically meaning that the energy is not flowing through your body, so you might need to go and
work with your chakras and getting them open. I'm not going to talk about chakras. If you want to know about them, just message me. You can message me on Intimacy Whisper, or you can go to my website, PauleneRyland.com, and send me a message through that via email. So there's a few things that you need to take care of. So some of the fast breathing is through the nose. Then there's a sipping breath. Imagining you're sipping a soup spoon of hot soup. So you're going to go. That's another way of breathing. And then your own breath, fast through the nose or through the mouth. And there's really only one slow breath, and that's just breathing in slowly and out and sighing, making sound. When we make sound in our throat, it activates the throat chakra. And when that throat chakra is activated and there's a vibration happening in the throat, it actually tends to push that sexual energy through our body a lot faster. And so it creates an experience a little bit differently. So you just want to really be practicing that. You want to be practicing that you're not locking your body up, that your body's relaxed, that you're moving your body, your mouth's open, your hands are moving, your body's arching. When you do the slow breath, it's great to do a little body shake on the sounding out. Feels really good to do that. So you just want to have that awareness and play with it. Play with it while you wash the dishes. Play with it while you're masturbating. Play with it while you are having sex. Just mix it up a little bit. It feels awkward, feels really weird and clunky at first, but it does make a difference. I invite you all to play with the breath and movement in your pleasuring. And you'll find that things will start to shift and change quite a lot. You also want to look at squeezing your pelvic floor muscles. So for guys that don't know where their pelvic floor muscles are, imagine your testicles are about to hit cold water and you're going to suck them up out the way. That's activating your pelvic floor muscles. Another way to activate them is to stop yourself peeing midstream. And that is a great way to find and activate your pelvic floor muscles. But I don't recommend that you do that all the time because that can start giving you some urinary problems. But you know, to find it the first few times, that's okay to do that as well. Most women know how to activate their pelvic floor muscles. Imagine pulling those muscles right up. So when you start squeezing those pelvic floor muscles when you're doing your fast breathing, that takes everything to a whole nother level again. It really starts to pump that sexual energy through the body. So play with it. The only way you're going to know is by playing with it. I know that this works. This is how I teach people to tap into their sexual energy. This is how I teach people to tap into their libido and awaken their libido. This is how what I do to teach women to tap into themselves if they've not experienced orgasm, along with other techniques and different things. But today I just wanted to talk about sexual energy on its own. So you got all the tools there. Any questions? You know, I said you can. Message me. I do want to share a story about a man in particular in Sydney that I work with that rang me because he was 58, woke up with an erection every day and found it a bloody nuisance, which I thought was rather interesting. He was married to a woman in her 60s and she was done with sex and he just didn't know what to do. And what I did was teach him how to work with his sexual energy to give him the choices. I also worked with his limiting belief that having an erection every morning was a bloody nuisance so that he could actually embrace that, because most men at 58 would kill to be waking up with an erection every morning. But so we looked at his beliefs around all of that. And then what that did was opened him up to options and taught him new ways to masturbate, taught him new ways to connect into his body, which is all part of that. And so then when he woke up with these raging erections, he had a choice. He could have a quick masturbation to release. He could have a connected and loving masturbatory experience, which is some of the different techniques I taught him. Or he could not touch his penis at all and just work with the sexual energy and work with that and move the energy through his body and have amazing multiple orgasmic experience. And it was a very successful coaching program that we did. And he was so happy to realize that he had options and choices and that he had solutions. And he was absolutely ecstatic with the results. So, you know, you've got to change things up, because even if you're having sex and you're happy with your sex life, you're doing it the same way every time. You get bored, and self-pleasuring is no different. Same way you go to your habits, you get bored. So it's about mixing it up and learning new ways for self-touch and learning new ways of sexual connection so that you have options and choices. And, you know, some days you can go, well, what do I feel like today? And you can make the choice, or you don't have to think about it and just dive in and see what unravels. And this is the beauty about it. When you start working with the sexual energy, you have choices and different ways of bringing pleasure about and enhancing your pleasure in ways that you've possibly not even contemplated before. So I hope you got something out of this talk. I'm going to end it there because we've run a bit behind time. My schedule and clients are booked up, so I need to get moving for all of that. Please, if you've got any questions, give us a yell on PaulineRyland.com or email me, Pauline@PaulineRyland.com, or jump on Facebook, like my business page, Intimacy Whisperer, and send me a message there. So next episode will be in 2 weeks, which will be I have to check the date there, the 23rd, and that's going to be a mystery guest because I'm still working on trying to get somebody in for that program. If you're somebody that would be interested in contributing to my Intimacy Whisperer program, have an area of specialty that is to do with relationships, intimacy, sex on some aspect, you know, we've talked about hormones, we've talked about masculine and feminine. So something that's maybe a little bit different to the work that I do, then please get in touch with me. I'm always open to chatting to new people and seeing what contribution you can be, because it's all about getting the word out there, educating people and opening people up to new ways of enjoying their connection to themselves and others, whether it's sexual, through relating consciously, or whatever way it shows itself. So thank you very much for being with me, and I'm going to end it there. See you next time.